Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The government says 151,000 jobs were created last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Until we see what happens in March and April, which will account for all these federal job losses, as well as other companies that are putting plans to hire on hold until they see the results of tariffs, it will be difficult to gauge the health of the labor market.
Senior White House advisor Kevin Hassett on the month-long reprieve for U.S. tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods.
On April 1st or April 2nd, we'll announce what our reciprocal tariffs are, and at that point, uncertainty will be mostly resolved.
Rallies around the country today support expanding funding for science programs. Bill Nye, the science guy, tells CBS News.
You got to have people in school excelling or achieving in science in order to have the quality of life that we have here in the United States and the West writ large.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The largest reduction in federal jobs could happen in the next month. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5 to 8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
Four Wisconsin voters whose ballots were not counted in the November presidential election have initiated a class action lawsuit seeking $175,000 in damages each. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The voters were among 193 in Madison whose ballots were misplaced by the city clerk and not discovered until weeks after the election. Not counting the ballots didn't affect the result of any races. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated, but did not determine whether the Madison clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion.
The Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market will not be open this Saturday. Due to a medical issue, the market will not be open at the Moravian Church for their normal Saturday hours. They'll be back next week for a St. Patrick's Day celebration on March 15th from 9 to 1. There's a memorial vendor and silent auction event planned to celebrate Casey Rampton's 18th birthday. Casey's life was tragically lost in a car accident on December 13th. The event proceeds will go toward the Casey Marie Rampton Memorial Fund. It will take place on March 15th from 10 to 3 at the Richfield Town Hall. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number 1-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and seasonal today with high temperatures reaching the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy out of the northwest and will stay clear tonight with lows falling to the mid-teens. And tomorrow we'll be waking up to cloudy skies with a few flurries possible. Otherwise, it'll be sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right.
right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
I'm practicing my quiet voice because Monday is my wife's birthday and she's sleeping in. One of the occupational hazards of trying to do a radio show from home.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this TGI Friday edition of the Albaugh Show, March 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Mr. Zummers, welcome in. We are here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison, where it looks like a snow globe. It's beautiful out right there now. How about that? Well, you want to take a look at the street cam out there?
If I can figure it out. There we go.
For those watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, on the old stream there, things are a little frozen. Zomer's face is right now frozen on this. Oh, there we go. There we go. Look at that. Beautiful out there. Delivery truck right in front of the Overture Center. Cars going by. Lots of people in town today for the state hockey tournament. Among them, our very own Chad Holmes, great broadcaster from WXCL in Wausau, as the girls team is in town for that. And so all kinds of great things going on. We will talk about that a little bit later in terms of state high school sports with our guest at the bottom of the hour. As we do every other Friday, Mr. Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badgers and also 3 years in the NFL as a fullback. We'll talk a little bit about high school sports, state tournament time of the year, also the draft coming up. Brady went through some of that. We'll talk about preparations for the draft. And also been a couple of great stories this week on Wisconsin men's basketball. Former player, now assistant coach Greg Stiemsma, had a very, very honest article, their column that he wrote on mental health and going through that as an athlete and how he is helping current Badgers get through things like that. And also Max Klesmit, one of the current players on the Wisconsin Badgers. A great story via the Big Ten Network, again, partly on his mental health, why he kind of stepped away and just traveled for a while and to get his mind kind of around himself, not just the game, but around his own health and mental health. And Brady and I will discuss that and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour. Hour two, what's worse today, a subject that I know a lot about. Being late or being early. We'll discuss that. Zomers is in with a board game of the week. And our old friend Scott Klug, one of my former bosses, is in as a political orphan these days, talking a little bit about voting and maybe what the legislature in Madison should do to get their act in gear. So he will. It's a new thing we're going to start doing every Friday. Klug has about a two-minute commentary. Klug's take. So we'll have that in hour number two as well. So big show today, Zomers. Are you ready? Are you set?
Let's go.
All right. Very good. Let's do that. Glad to have you along here on a Friday. We have a guest in studio today, which we are always very happy to do. His name is Tim Gordon. He is with Building Unity Wisconsin. Says moving Wisconsin forward together, a great, great pro-democracy organization. Tim, good afternoon and welcome into the studio.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I know this kind of got late. I appreciate your flexibility. And you rode down in the little bit of the snow here on your bike, it looks like, coming in. It looks like Frosty the Snowman. We appreciate you getting here.
Thank you so much. It's really great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Tim. Are you from the Madison area? And then tell us a little bit about building unity across Wisconsin.
Sure. Well, I myself moved here to go to school back when I was about 20 years old and fell in love with the city and have pretty much stayed ever since. So yeah, I've raised some kids here and worked in the Madison schools for a while as a teacher, left for a short bit to pursue a short-term stint as a dairy farmer. That didn't last
too
long.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Well, out near Blue Mounds, I was farming goats or raising goats for milk. Yeah.
Wow. You've done it all then.
I've done a few things. I've also been a nurse, and that was my last career in Madison for, I should say, my last career till I decided to take up my last career, which is to be a social justice activist.
Oh, that's amazing. So what, if I may ask, where did you grow up at? Where are you from?
Milwaukee area mostly.
Oh, okay. So you're from a Wisconsin guy.
Wisconsinite.
But I think it's so fascinating because there was a time in this country where, you know, people either went to school or they didn't, and then they had a career for 30 years and got a gold watch or retired and that's it. But I think your journey is indicative of so many people in Wisconsin where we do something for a while and we move on. We do something else for a while. And it's a great state, I think, that offers people an opportunity to explore those things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And you're a University of Wisconsin alum?
Yes.
All right. See, we got Badgers everywhere. I love that. It's fantastic. So talk to us a little bit, Tim, about this. As you said, you're kind of your, maybe who knows what your final journey is going to be, but at least the current journey that you're on with Building Unity. How did you get involved?
Well, Building Unity is kind of something that I reached out to some friends, like our friend in common, Charlie Uphoff, and others, saying, with the awareness that the progressive movement was really divided. There's just a ton of different groups all pursuing their own little niche, and some of them pursuing the same niche in different ways. And it just seemed to me that we needed to get united as a people's front for peace, sustainability, democracy, and all forms of social justice. And so that's what we're trying to do.
I love this because, you know, as we've navigated the last month and a half or so, it's fast and furious to understate it dramatically. But we get calls from listeners, folks all the time that say, well, what can I do about it? I feel helpless. I don't tune into the news because it's overwhelming. And to me, here's a group of people getting together and saying, well, let's do something about this. Let's connect with one another beyond our screens and then with our phones, and let's connect in real life. So I think that's great. Was there an impetus for this? Was there a particular group how did you all meet the founders of this organization?
Well, mostly I just reached out to folks. Once I had the idea, I reached out to people and said, let's get together. And then we started meeting in somebody's living room. And before you know it, we had, Charlie loved the idea. Charlie's very much a unity builder, and he really made a big difference because what he did is in 2019, as we were preparing for the 2020 elections, which of course were a big deal for all of us. I want to just say at the start, we're a nonpartisan project. We work with a lot of 501c3s, and so we don't endorse any party or candidates, but we do endorse issues. Like you said, the issues that fall under peace, justice, sustainability, or democracy. So anyways, Charlie took his own money, purchased a old 34-foot motorhome, and over the years we've been painting it and putting banners on it and showing up around the state for all kinds of causes, from gun rights, or I should say rational gun laws, gun reform, to immigrant rights, to the climate crisis that we're in, reproductive freedom. Everything. We want to build a movement in this vehicle. The Unity Mobile is what we've been taking these tours around the state, and we're preparing to launch one tomorrow on Women's Day.
I think this is great because I'm a big favor of mobiles, whether it's the Wienermobile. Of course, Oscar Mayer isn't quite as Wisconsin as it used to be, but I'm still a fan of the Wienermobile. L.L. Bean has the Bootmobile they go around. I think Culver's has a vehicle. So I think these are great because it's a moving billboard and it offers people some visibility of your organization. And what I love about it is that something we're very fond on this show is going out into communities. And we did a tour. I just wrote a column about it. It's coming out today, I think, on Civic Media, We went to over 25 different cities, villages, and towns across Wisconsin last year, and now you're about to go on one of these tours. Tell us what the tour is called and where it's kicking off tomorrow, please.
Sure. The tour is called the March to Election Day Tour, and anyone who's really paying attention, and maybe some of us that aren't, realize that the April 1st election is going to be very big for the Supreme Court. A lot hangs in the balance. We've finally gotten fair maps in Wisconsin. There's a little bit of a reprieve on reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. And I think if we don't make sure we turn out the vote, those things could be gone very quickly. So This election is real important. We're also wanting to get organized because we see that at the federal level, our democracy is crumbling. Yeah. And oligarchy has taken a real stronghold in America. And we think it's time for workers and all people, working people, but people from all walks of life to come together in unity and really strengthen our democracy. Get involved.
I love the fact that it's, officially it's a nonpartisan organization, a 501c3. I mean, I was a Republican for a long time until I left the party in 2011. And I think there's a lot of folks who, well, my former boss is this commentary in Hour 2. He calls himself a political orphan these days. My other former boss, Dale Schultz, former state senator, I mean, I think he feels a little political orphan these days. And so I think groups like this that can say, look, we don't care whether you're a current or former Republican or a current Democrat, or you consider yourself a progressive, whatever it is, democracy should be something, I think, Tim, that we should all be concerned about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's happening now is really, many are calling it fascism, and I'm not sure they're not right. It's really frightening what's happening in our country. And I think it's time for us, we the people, to make sure that we're bringing our humanity to our political work. And there's just no reason for all of the cruelty that's happening. Just cutting thousands of jobs that are going to cost lives is unconscionable.
Yeah. We're talking to Tim Gordon from Building Unity Wisconsin here in our studios. Happy to have him along, kicking off this big tour tomorrow here in Madison across the state. You can find out all the information by going to buildingunitywisconsin.org. Building Unity Wisconsin, spelled out, .org. Mr. Zomers, as he always does, great edit. He will put all this in our show notes so you can see it directly from them. We have about a minute and a half here before the first break. We'll come back and finish this up. But again, tell folks where the kickoff event is tomorrow and what the focus is on this tour.
Thank you, Todd. So we're kicking off tomorrow from the state capitol, the State Street corner outside a Ho-Chunk woman-led and organized Women's Day celebration is happening starting at 10 a.m. It'll go till 12:30. At that time, some Ho-Chunk drummers and singers will play a traveling song to send the Unity Mobile on its way.
That's great.
And one of our first stops will be Viroqua. We'll be moving on to La Crosse. And then we're visiting the Ho-Chunk in their community up in Black River Falls the next day, still celebrating Women's Day weekend. Mm. Why we chose Women's Day, we feel that equity for all people, including women, is something we need in this country very badly.
Yeah, certainly timely, as they say, these days to do that. And I love the fact that you are starting in Madison, the capital, but you're going to some of these more rural areas of the state where oftentimes we don't have these thoughtful discussions. And I think it's great. We're going to come back, talk more about this tour with Tim Gordon from Building Unity Wisconsin and Brady Ewing after the bottom of the hour on football and also mental health and basketball. So it's a well-rounded show today. I'm glad you're along with us on a snowy Friday. It's the All-Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Aw, look at that, a robin. Oh, there's a bunny. Hey, is that a little fox running around? Ah, white-tailed buck and a gray squirrel. Wait a second, why are all the critters in the neighbor's yard? None of them are coming on our property. Oh, wait, there's a skunk. Oh, I get it. They smell that stinky skunk. Wait, the skunk has a sign. We are boycotting your yard. It reeks like raw sewage. Call Crockett Septic, 715-712-3456. Honey, you better bring me the phone. We need to call Crockett Septic.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, March 7th, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along with us here on a Friday. Snow coming down. Doesn't look like a whole heck of a lot. Most of the accumulation will be along the Wisconsin-Illinois border, so says our meteorology team. So, but be careful out there if you're driving on the highways and byways. Could get some slickery roads. But we should have a warm-up by the weekend. Maybe temperatures into the 50s in some part of the state, so be aware of that. Right now, we have coming up after the bottom of the hour, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger football player, spent 3 years in the NFL. Going to spend some time talking about mental health today. A couple of great stories from Wisconsin Badger basketball. Some of those things that we don't always think about when it comes to our athletes, whether it be high school, college, or the NFL. But right now, we're pleased to be joined by Tim Corden. If Todd could read his writing, I think I got it wrong at least once in the last segment. Tim, I apologize for that. Tim is the from the Building Unity Wisconsin organization, and they are kicking off a statewide bus tour tomorrow here in Madison. You can learn all about the itinerary and more about their great organization by going to buildingunitywisconsin.org. That's buildingunitywisconsin, spelled out, .org. And it's a great tour. Again, Tim, I apologize. You would think, because I was a big James Corden fan when he was the host of the Late Late Show. Any relation, you know?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Spelled differently.
But great to have you along. And thanks for taking the time to be in studio here today. One of the on watching us on YouTube right now, we have Tim, who says, love seeing Tim and the Building Unity bus at different union strikes I've attended. Hashtag solidarity. Well, you have a fan. Look at that.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Appreciate you being here. So tell folks a little bit again, I'm going to let you go first. You're the guest. As you've traveled around Wisconsin or held these before, what issues do you hear mostly? Is there a through line that people, regardless of partisan affiliation, political affiliation, what's the through line that you found that Wisconsinites are most concerned about?
I would say there are two main ones. One is that people want a fair shake for their work. You know, as working people, we're tired of seeing the wages of the elites, the owning class, go up and up and up and up and up, astronomical figures. And working people are not keeping up with the economy, inflation. And so I think that's a big thing. People are finding it's harder to get by, and they're having to work two jobs, you know, and you know, both members of the family working two jobs or one job, you know, one. It's just really hard for people to get by. The other thing is our environment. Anybody who's paying attention realizes that we are in a environmental emergency, and it's getting worse and worse every year. And if we want to leave our children any kind of livable planet, we've got a lot of work to do, and we need to do it quickly. So those are the two, I would say. The other thing is, you know, we see that there's always money for war. There's always money to send billions off. And we know that the weapons industries profit greatly from all of that. But how is that helping America? Doesn't seem to be helping America at all. It seems that more than not, we are making enemies around the globe while we promote wars that just level people. So we're very much about promoting peace and bringing that money home to meet the human needs. Good education, good infrastructure. We need to transition to a livable green economy. And all of that could be paid for with just a couple weeks of what we spend on war in this world.
We did a show last Earth Day just north of town here at Governor Nelson State Park. We had the late governor and U.S. Senator's daughter, Tia Nelson, on. And I think it's a good reminder that these issues of conservation are, you know, at one time in this state, they were bipartisan. You know, mm-hmm. She made the point that her late father, Governor and Senator Gaylord Nelson, worked with Republicans to create Earth Day. And to do these projects, Warren Knowles, former Republican governor, was very pro conservation and helped with a lot of things there, and you even look at somebody like former Governor Tommy Thompson, an ardent Republican, worked with my former boss Dale Schultz, a Republican in the state assembly at the time, and Spencer Black from Madison in the state assembly, a very liberal and proud Democrat, to create the Lower Wisconsin Riverway that is now celebrating its 35th anniversary. And I think if we take a moment to step back at history, some of our greatest accomplishments when it comes to the environment and conservation of the state have been bipartisan, and we've allowed kind of modern-day politics to skew that. But it shouldn't be, because it doesn't matter our political affiliation. I think we all enjoy a state park or going fishing or hiking or hunting or camping.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who doesn't love nature? Who doesn't love seeing the wildlife in Wisconsin and getting out and hiking in the woods or hunting or fishing or whatever it is you love to do in the woods? Mm-hmm. It's very important. And we are so dependent on our environment being alive and clean. Is it any wonder that more and more people are dying of cancer, you know, mm-hmm. these days? And, I think the answer is really working to clean up our environment and to protect it with everything we've got. And we know that at the rate things are going, there's not going to be a livable planet for our kids. So.
About 2 minutes left. The time always goes so quickly, Tim. But talk to us a little bit about, once again, remind folks where this tour is kicking off tomorrow, and then this focus on the April 1st election, please.
Yeah, so we're kicking off from the state capitol, the State Street Steps, Ho-Chunk and woman-led celebration of Earth Day. There'll be Ho-Chunk drummers and singers and dancers. There'll be many good speakers. And we're kicking off around the state to really sound the alarm that this Supreme Court election on April 1st is critical. A lot of our human rights, our environmental protections, all kinds of things are on the block. Fair maps. We've enjoyed having some fair maps and having more of a democracy in this last election. And if we want that to continue, we really need to make sure that the Supreme Court has people on it that are in favor with democracy and human rights.
And again, this tour is going to be going all across the state, places like Green Bay, Appleton, Madison, Sheboygan, Mequon, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Beloit, back. I mean, it's all over the state.
Yeah, and one thing I want to point out is we're going to at least visit, but we're trying to arrange for meetings with all 12 of the sovereign indigenous nations in Wisconsin. So it's really an international tour.
That's fantastic. That's great. And you can find out more by going to Building Wisconsin.
Building Unity.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Building Unity Wisconsin. BuildingUnityWisconsin.org. Tim Corden, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you and appreciate all your work. Safe travels around the state.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Our pleasure. Stay with us. Come on back. Brady Ewing is next. Talk about Badger sports, the NFL, and mental health. Maybe a little snowshoeing as well. I don't know. We'll figure something. Come on back. Brady Ewing is next. This is Todd Allbull's show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Yesterday, the United States Championship Cheese Contest came to a close, and the top cheeses in the country were showcased. But their markets may be going through a limbo. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Bryce Windecker, a dairy analyst with EverAg, is here to explain why we should be watching the European cheese industry as we move forward through the times of tariffs.
The European mozzarella price, that's the big indicator for if we're export competitive or not, and they've been creeping higher. Last week they were 198 per pound on their mozzarella, and with us down around 165 on our cheddar cheese, that's going to give us a lot of good look on some exports. But our number one export buyer is Mexico, and currently we're in, you know, a tariff exchange war, if I may call it, and we've got some headwaters to be above before we can get that product out.
Windecker says that it will be a waiting game to see how everything plays out in the cheese markets. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday on a Friday. It's a bit of a mix as we take a look at them, with cash corn up 466, with new crop corn down 1 3/4 at 449 1/4. Cash soybeans are up a half at 1027 1/2, while new crop soybeans are up 5 at 1025 3/4. May contracts for wheat are down 4 1/4 at 549 3/4, with July contracts down 4.5 cents at 563 1/2. Class 3 milk is also a mix, as April contracts remain even at 1720 100 weight, and May contracts are up 4 at 1759 100 weight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and seasonal today with high temperatures reaching the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy out of the northwest and will stay clear tonight with lows falling to the mid-teens. And tomorrow we'll be waking up to cloudy skies with a few flurries possible. Otherwise, it'll be sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I think about you, I think about 17, I think about my old G, I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like
Welcome back It's the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. On this TGI Friday edition, March 7th, it is 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We bring on now our favorite 34 in all the world. We share a hometown in Richland Center. He spent 3 years. He spent 4 years with Wisconsin Badgers, won 3 Big Ten championships, went to 3 Rose Bowls, was the captain of the team his senior year after starting as a walk-on, then spent 3 years in the NFL with Atlanta and Jacksonville, respectively. Not only is he a great dad and husband, he's a fantastic deer hunter as well, as evidenced by the mounts on his wall behind him. The one and the only Brady Ewing joins us from the old hometown in RC in the Driftless. Brady, how the heck are you?
Doing awesome. Yeah, maybe you'll get some people to jump on the live feed and check out the deer in the background.
Yeah.
Thanks for that shout out.
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic. Join us in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, on the Civic Media page, on Facebook, also the All Ball Show page, whichever you want to do. And you have, how many mounts do you have? Is this what part of the house is this in?
Yeah, this is my little man cave office area. So
fantastic.
My wife, Rachel, voted on the dark color in here, which I think works well with the mounts. So I got 4 mounts back there and a European here and then a few others in the hunting room. And
now my granddad Albo was a big hunter back on the farm, and he had, their house wasn't all that big, and so he had mounts like in the living room, in the dining room, in the utility room. They were everywhere. My grandma had no say over it. And then we went out, we took a family trip with the grandkids out to South Dakota, and he brought back a quote-unquote mount of a jackalope, which, of course, is a jackrabbit with fake horns put on it. And he put that right up next to the deer and thought that was hilarious.
That's great. Yeah, mine haven't ventured out to the living room yet. So that's an ongoing conversation. But I'm happy to have them in here, and I like like taking a peek at them when I'm on conference calls for work and doing some of those things.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Well, Brady, lots to get to this week. We always appreciate you taking the time. State tournament time. We were showing earlier the sidewalks here in downtown Madison are busier than normal on a Friday. Lots of high school kids in town. State high school hockey is this weekend. Our own Chad Holmes from WXCO. And there's the street. Well, not quite as many people right now, but some teams walking up and down. It's great because you can tell they're dressed in their team warm-ups or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're excited to be here from all over the state. Chad Holmes from WXCO and in Wausau, I know their girls team is here. He's down here broadcasting that. But I don't think it matters whether it's, a state high school wrestling tournament in Madison. This week we got hockey. We got boys basketball coming up. And then a little bit later in the spring, you have state solo ensemble from band and choir. I just think it's great when these high school kids get to take that trip to Madison and showcase it. It's a learning experience.
It is. I mean, it's a great culmination on a season. Obviously, the ones that made it down to Madison for the state tournament, you know, they're trying to win it all and trying to make memories with their teams and for their community. So I think that's really cool. And I can speak. I never had the chance to play in a state tournament or anything, but we had the chance to play down at UW at Camp Randall against Platteville, a part of a series they used to do where high school teams would come in and play at Camp Randall. And I can remember the excitement, you know, before the season started and that week leading up to that game, just looking forward to playing on the field that the Badgers played on and other Big Ten teams, and just a great memory that's etched in my brain. And yeah, that's a cool experience for those kids. And I know my sister had a chance to experience that when she was in high school with the Richland Center basketball team, playing at state a few times. And just great memories for them.
Was that, did you always kind of know in the back of your head when you, in your high school football career, did you just say, I want to go to Wisconsin no matter what? Because you could have gone to a D3 or a D2 school and started right away. You chose to be a walk-on to go to Wisconsin that first year.
Yeah, I did. I grew up in the state. I always rooted for the Badgers. And so we were going on different recruiting visits throughout the Big Ten and trying to, you know, see if I could get scholarship offers and things like that. I did have one from a Division I school from University of North Dakota to play linebacker, and then some Division II and Division III opportunities. But in my heart, I knew I wanted to be a Badger. And as we've been texting here the last couple of weeks, and we see stories about are others that are Badgers currently, like Klesmet and Gilmore, you know, I feel like my story parallels theirs a little bit in the fact that I wanted to be a Badger, and you somewhat become the heartbeat of your team from a passion standpoint and a culture standpoint. And just, yeah, so to go in and be a walk-on and then earn a scholarship and be a contributor to that, something that's way bigger than me, that represents the state, and I think a lot of people in the state are passionate about, was super, super fulfilling and rewarding.
Yeah, it really is. You brought up Carter Gilmore. I think, Zomers, we have a little bit of a clip here. This is a story, I believe the Big Ten Network put out a profile piece on Carter Gilmore. As you said, Brady, a Wisconsin guy who walked on. We're not going to play all of it. You can find it online and socials. But I want to give folks just a taste of the start of this profile by the Big Ten Network on Wisconsin men's basketball player Carter Gilmore.
Carter is one of those guys that was born to be a Badger.
My dad played for Bo Ryan over at Platteville.
It was quite an experience playing with Bo. In 1991, we won a national championship. He really preached the fundamentals, how to work hard, play defense, and that's what I tried to teach Carter.
That was my dream from the beginning, to be a Wisconsin Badger one day. I didn't care if I was a walk-on or not. I just came in the first day with so much joy. I think that ultimately led Coach Gard to that next summer offering me a scholarship.
He would do whatever it took to help this team be successful. That's the bottom line. It didn't matter.
We'll cut it off there. That's Greg Gard at the very end there saying that it didn't matter. It took whatever it took to help the team. I thought it was so well done, Brady. You and your brother Brandon and I were kind of texting about it. Just knee-jerk thoughts on Carter Gilmore as a player and a guy.
You cut out there as a what?
I said just your knee-jerk thoughts as Carter Gilmore as just a player and a guy.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I watched that piece and I got goosebumps and emotional through that, along with, you know, some of the other stuff that I think we're going to chat about today. And I wasn't super high on him. And he talks more in that video about, you know, his progression as a player. Like, he wanted to be a Badger. He's, you know, has the history with his dad and Bo Ryan. You know, when he first came in, I don't think performed to his expectations or to people's expectations around him. He talks through some of the challenges that came with that, and the way that he was able to go, you know, reset his mindset, and now has led into a senior year where he's, I believe senior year, where he's been just having a tremendous run, especially here at the back half of the season. So early in his career, to be honest, I wasn't super high on him, but to see the way he's progressed and now learn more about his story and the way that, you know, I didn't know about his dad and his history with Bo, but you can see those flashes in what he brings to the team. You can tell he's a heartbeat guy that guys rally around, that want to be around. And he's been doing a great job shooting some threes, doing the dirty work, getting rebounds. And so just really cool to see more and more people open up about the challenges they have, whether that's mental or physical challenges, and the process they've taken to try to get in a better headspace and embrace who they are, and know that they have intrinsic value beyond just, you know, what they're putting out on the court or the football field, whatever it may be.
You mentioned, you know, he gets very, he's very open in this piece on the Big Ten Network. It gets emotional talking about it, that, you know, after that first season, you know, then they offer him, he's a walk-on, they offer him a scholarship, Gard does, and then he doesn't really perform up to expectations. And again, this seems to be a recurring theme now in today's world. On social media, people just start saying nasty things to him. And after a game, he's looking at this and he just gets dejected, and it really affects him. And he ends up taking during kind of the off season, if you will, and goes on this trip with a few friends across Europe to get away from it and to reevaluate himself and to take care of his mental health. And then I want to just kind of bring in this other story. We're going to put links to this on the website today. Greg Steemswell came out with a piece, former Wisconsin Badger player, now one of the assistant coaches under Greg Gard at basketball, who had to take a season, I believe, away from basketball, and talks about the fact that, you know, the former trainer, Henry, Geez, I can't say his last name.
Perez.
Thank you. Henry Guerrero Perez. Did you know him? I mean, I know he worked primarily basketball, but I mean, he literally saved Greg Stephenson's life.
Yeah, and you just gave me goosebumps there again, but I had a chance to meet and get to know Henry a little bit during the recruiting process in basketball when I was getting recruited by Greg and Bo. And it doesn't surprise me. I can remember going on the facility.
Whoop, we had a little, it's the snowstorm there, the snowstorm of the internet there cut out for a second, but we'll reestablish connections with Brady Ewing here in just a couple of seconds. Let's see. Are you back, Brady? Sorry.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
The snowstorm cut out for a second, but the last thing we heard was that you got to know Henry Perez just a little bit on the recruiting trail when Coach Ryan was recruiting you along with Guard, but go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about those technical difficulties, but yeah, had a chance to get to meet him, get to know him a little bit, and I got that sense right away. He just pulled me aside, asked me, you know, how I was doing, and so genuine. You know, you just get that sense when people are genuinely curious and interested in how they can help and support you. And so I felt that right away. And I think for me, reading that article, obviously love Steensma's, you know, forthcoming and just his vulnerability to share that story first and foremost. But I think it's a great reminder for us all that, one, you never know what somebody's going through. I think it's easy to look at people that are on this pedestal of sport or whatever they're doing, even in any working career. And people are always, you never know what they're going through, whether that's as a family, as an individual. And you never know when you can be Henry to somebody.
Yeah.
Being genuinely curious on how people are doing. And I think we all have that sense when we know somebody's not doing well and we ask the question, and sometimes we take their, no, I'm good, as, you know, for what it's worth. But I think pushing forward, asking more questions, and just having the sense to know that when somebody's not doing well and how you can support them. And sometimes that's just being there side by side with them. And I think Henry and Greg did a tremendous job orchestrating that and hopefully inspiring others to do the same.
Yeah, Gilmore in his story talks about just needing time with friends away from basketball to kind of refocus and come back. He said joyful. He's like, I came back to be a joyful player and focus on the joy of it. And that's really helped him turn his game around. And Steensma, you know, he had a bad day. And here's the trainer for men's basketball, Henry Perez, showing up at 3 a.m. to knock on the door. And Perez just like, you seem like you had a rough day. And at first, Steensma was like, you know, I'm fine. But Perez, to your point, Brady, knew that he pushed through that and he stayed with him till the sun came up to like 6:30 in the morning. And that was the impetus for Steensma to go and get counseling and to confront his parents and Coach Ryan, not confront, but to say, look, I've neglected my studies because of my mental health. I'm not going to be academically eligible in the spring and I need help.
Yeah. And that takes a lot of courage. I haven't been in that exact situation, but to go to people when you care about sports so much, and to go to those people that kind of hold that in their hands, per se, whether that's your head coach, your position coach, that takes a lot of vulnerability that they won't hold things like that against you. You know, you always want to portray this image of, you know, in sport, you know, toughness and, you know, I got it all together, but it's okay. It's a great reminder that it's okay to not be okay. And everybody's human. Everybody has challenges they deal with and people genuinely want to help and support. You just have to vocalize it and ask for it at times and be vulnerable with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Our reminder, when we talk about things like this, if you or someone that you love or know needs to talk with someone, if you feel that you need help, it is only a phone call or text away. Simply pick up your phone and dial 988. 988. There is someone standing by 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to talk with you. And look at folks like Carter Gilmore. Look at folks like Greg Steensma, who Brady said, it seems like they always have it together, but none of us really do, I don't think, all the time. And we all need help sometimes. Come on back. We'll be helped out with Brady Ewing being above our guest after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives.
contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Aaron Sommers looking at me saying, Todd really does need to lose some weight. That means he plays this, so I jump around. The only exercise I get in my broadcast day. Appreciate that, Sommers. 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. CBS ABC News, followed by a check of weather. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, along with sports. And then hour number two, what's worse, coming up, having to do with time. People who are always early or people who are always late. Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football, 3 years in the NFL, joins us every other Friday. Brady, what do you think? People who are always early or people who are always late?
I'm going with people who are always late, but there's such a fine line for being too early. And we were talking about it during the break a little bit. And Brett Bielema was big when I was at Wisconsin on being early. And typically he would start meetings. If we were slated to start at 1 p.m., he would start it at 12:55, you know, so wow. You knew there was the 5-minute window. But then later in my career, it started getting to the point where you didn't know when he was going to start. So early in my career, it was 5 minutes, typically on the nose early. And then later in my career, it was like 15, 20 minutes early. So you never really knew what the calendar would say 1 p.m., but they might start the meeting at 12:40. So it just kept you on your toes, which I struggle with, because then they would give punished. I never got into the trouble with it, but, you know, they would give people, you know, quote unquote punishment for being late when they were actually 15 minutes earlier than the time that was on the schedule.
No, see, like, that's too early. That's too
getting
early.
Pretty extreme.
That's too early. By the way, your former teammate, James White, going to Illinois now to help out the Badger, or to help out the Illini and Bielema.
Crazy. Yeah, I'm happy for James. And I know that he's been doing some stuff with NIU and Thomas Hammock to Northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. And to see him able to get into that space, James is just an awesome guy. You know, has his own podcast and, you know, played obviously a long time with some great football minds. So he'll no doubt he'll bring a ton to that team. And Bielema keeps building out guys that have, you know, Wisconsin history or that he's coached with a long time. It'll be interesting to see what Illinois continues to do in the future. They've been getting better and better and better every year.
I think they're going to be a thorn in Wisconsin's side, but we'll save that to another day. Quickly, Brady, Wisconsin Badgers got a big win against the evil Golden Gophers. No, I shouldn't say that, but against the Golden Gophers of Minnesota this week on Wednesday. And poor Jack Janicki. I mean, here's another kid from Minnesota that was could have gone other places, decided to walk on at Wisconsin, is paying his own way. You gotta know there's some NIL money in his future real soon. But coming off the bench, I think he scored 6 or 8 points. 8 seconds left, and the kid gets pushed to the floor and chips part of his tooth off. I mean, loses a tooth.
Oh, man. That's brutal. I mean... Yeah, we texted a little bit about this. My brother's dealt with that from playing basketball as well. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, yeah, maybe this could be a good NIL opportunity for him to work with, like, some dental place or some
Dr. Rob Bradley, a first choice dental. He was voted the number one cosmetic dentist in Madison. I said, get over to him.
Let's make it happen.
Let's bring Jack some money.
That's unfortunate. You know, the picture I saw, he had a smile on his face and obviously got the win. But, man, that's brutal. Hopefully he got those fixed up and could be ready to go for tomorrow.
I like that Wisconsin. He said you're going to go tomorrow. I like Wisconsin's chances to wrap up the season with a win, assuming you do as well.
Yeah, I think they'll, especially at home. I mean, big Penn State's, I think, on a two-game losing streak at the kind of the bottom of the Big Ten. You never know in the Big Ten because it's such a tough conference on who's going to show up, but I think it's senior day as well. So I think the team will be inspired to come out and compete, especially with some of the challenges they've had the last, you know, 3-4 games. I think we'll keep them motivated and hopefully hit their stride and take care of business.
Not really almost, but they were ahead of Michigan State last night in Iowa by like 10 with like, I don't know, 6 minutes to go. And then Tom Izzo blew a gasket and they got kind of going. Michigan State wins last night over the evil friends of Iowa. And they clinched the Big Ten outright now. So the final game against Michigan really doesn't mean anything. Quickly, Brady, looking ahead to the Big Ten tournament and NCAA. How do you like the Badgers' chances?
I like their chances. I'm, you know, assuming that we can hit the ground running here and then in the Big Ten tournament, I feel like we've had some challenges at the right time and are, you know, continue to gain momentum and win games. So I like their chances in the tournament. It usually comes up to matchups, especially in the NCAA tournament, just making sure you can get one-on-one matchups with guys and they're hot on specific days. And I think with the depth of talent that we have and how we kind of been rotating, who's been producing, and then hopefully with Klesmet coming back tomorrow, I feel like he is a little bit of a heartbeat that we've been missing the last couple games. I think all of the stars are aligning for them to make a nice run.
Yeah, looking like it's for sure a 3 seed at this point. Maybe an outside chance of a 2 if they go deep in the Big Ten tournament for the NCAAs. Mm-hmm. That's important because 5-4 in Milwaukee hosts one of the first round games. It looks like Wisconsin could be playing in Milwaukee. We all know the power of that to advancing to the Sweet 16. Quickly, Brady, I've left you all about a minute and a half here or less than that. Pro Day, the NFL draft coming up here in Green Bay soon. Pro Day. Did you ever participate in Pro Day, Brady?
I did. Yeah. I didn't do all of the events. I tried to do everything at the combine when I had a chance to be there. And so I used Pro Day more as a chance to work directly with coaches on drills or skills that they wanted to see. And then Russell was looking for like a running back to catch passes out of the backfield. So I took part in that and yeah, it was a great experience. I don't know if I've shared it before.
Russell and I, go ahead. Yeah.
yeah. Russell was on fire that day.
Russell
was
Wilson.
Cool. Like, you know, Russell Wilson. Yeah. Doug Peterson was there and had a chance to go grab lunch with those guys afterwards. So really cool experience and kind of laid the foundation.
With 20 seconds, he drops on, I had dinner with Doug Peterson and Russell Wilson. If that's not a tease for the next segment, for the next time, I don't know what is. Well done, Brady Ewing. Thank you very much. We appreciate you, my friend. We'll see you around the neighborhood. Take care, Brady.
See you. Thank you.
Our pleasure. What's worse is next. Come on back. Don't be late on this.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by the University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Yoshiko Herrera to discuss the evolving situation in Ukraine. Are there any silver linings?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump answered questions today about the impact of tariffs on the U.S. economy.
There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
But he defended the pause to some tariffs, specifically for automakers.
We want to help companies create jobs. So I could have left that and you wouldn't have had a minor change. Instead, I was asked by the big majors, if they could do this. And I said, yeah, I'll do it.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said today that there is high uncertainty surrounding Trump's economic policies.
The new administration is in the process of implementing significant policy changes in four distinct areas: trade, immigration, fiscal policy, and regulation. It is the net effect of these policy changes that will matter for the economy and for the path of monetary policy.
He said there's no need to adjust interest rates on Wall Street. The Dow is up 31. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James.